Hello, internet friends and strangers. My name is Rachel, and I'm here to answer some questions that nobody asked me to, but I have a lot of opinions because I've been through a lot of things and seen a lot of things and worked through a whole lot of things. And because of that, I have a lot of things to share. So the question of the day is this partner that I manifested a test? And the terminology we're using is based off of my favorite manifestation program, To Be Magnetic by Lacey Phillips. And the process is basically you write your list, you imagine up your dream partner, dream relationship, whatever, write out the list, the qualities of the things you want. You unblock your subconscious limiting beliefs through shadow work, inner child stuff, therapy, blah, 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 blah. And then from there you find expanders to show your subconscious that what you want is possible. And then you start passing tests, which traditionally are supposed to be like, if the guy is 96% of what you want, but not the full 100, it's a test. Cancel him, goodbye. On to the next one. And then your partner's supposed to come through. However, in my experience, it usually goes something along the lines of you date and date and date and say no and no and no, and then you realize you get sick of dating and you actually kind of like hanging out with yourself and you'd actually rather be single for a little bit, and then boom, partner. Every time, I swear to God. It's like clockwork at this point. Anyway, a common question that I see a lot in the community is my partner a test or not? Is the person I'm dating a test? And usually what's, like, people will post 87 paragraphs and like 30 screenshots of communications with the person they're dating. And usually the story is something along the lines of like, it was such a deep connection. It was like a soul connection right away. We were so close. We just bonded so fast. He showed up for me. It felt so aligned, yada, yada, yada. And then 3 months later, he's pulling back out of nowhere and they don't really know what to do or something like that. And a lot of the comments that I see, that I was reading these and I was like, oh my God, I need to say something, because this is not a good pattern to be perpetuating in the community. A lot of people will say, he's emotionally unavailable, cut him off. You're communicating to the universe or your higher power or whatever that your worth is low. So the first point I want to make is that your perfect relationship might not be with a securely attached person right away. And that is okay. That does not mean it's going to be a bad relationship. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a hard relationship. I mean, all relationships are hard to a degree, but the myth that your perfect partner has to be a securely attached person is just that. It's a myth. And I wonder how many people are missing out on relationships because they don't trust their own tools. And especially with fearful avoidance, something that can happen is they show up like so fully in the beginning, and then about 3 months is when they start becoming or realizing that they have to become a little more vulnerable to sustain the relationship, and they don't like it, so they pull back. They feel like they're losing their sense of self in the partnership, so they pull back, especially with an anxious partner. So if you are an anxious, preoccupied on the attachment style spectrum, and this has happened to you, do not break up with your boyfriend over this. That is ridiculous, and that's not fair to the fearful avoidant, and that's not fair for yourself. You could be denying yourself a great relationship just because your attachment style patterning is used to this person showing up in a certain way, and when there's a shift, you're sensitive to it, and that's okay. So something to note is that your attachment style, the neural pathways that create your attachment style, don't ever die. They're always going to be dormant inside you, even if you do all the work. It's almost like when you become an earned secure, what they call it, it's almost like the lights will flash, but the machine's not operational. So you're still going to notice when there's a change that you would otherwise be sensitive to, but you're not going to have that emotional reaction from the change. So from the fearful avoidant pulling back. And if you are, that's likely a sign that there's more work for you to do. So it is a test in the sense of, like, yes, you're being tested. You're being asked to use new strategies and tools. But that's not the person is not necessarily the test all the time. And I just wonder how many people are throwing away perfectly good relationships just because it gets a little bit hard sometimes. And like I said, they don't trust themselves to show up fully to be the secure one. So yeah, obviously there's exceptions and times where it is appropriate to cut it off. However, point number one, not everyone is going to be a securely attached person, have a secure attachment style, and that's okay. It can still be an amazing relationship, and you can earn secure together. That is a real thing that happens. So just because it's not perfect or perfect in the way that you imagined it doesn't mean it's not what's meant to happen. So don't get trigger happy. So if you are the anxious preoccupied and you're experiencing this, check on how you are showing up. Are you communicating your needs? Are you communicating your boundaries? You are responsible for that connection to yourself. And it's really challenging to maintain that with another person. So be careful that you're not falling into the trap of now you have this person, you've manifested your partner, quote unquote. So you fall off the personal development bandwagon and start outsourcing your needs to them again, which is the old patterning, instead of maintaining that self-connection. If you attracted this person into your life as the high level of yourself, you have to keep being that high level of yourself to maintain the relationship. So the next thing is, if you are teetering back and forth because you don't know if it's the right person or not, but nothing's quite wrong, and you're just afraid to fail the test, you're afraid to fail the test and pick the wrong person and settle down and communicate to the universe that you don't deserve better because you're quote unquote settling, you fail the test. If this is what you're thinking about a lot of the time and there's nothing really like wrong with the relationship, what I invite you to do at this point would be to evaluate your relationship with failure. Are you just afraid to fail? Do you have any subconscious stored beliefs around failure? What does it mean if you fail the test? So what if you pick the wrong person? I've noticed that specific pattern with a few people, and usually those people also have these stored subconscious beliefs around their worth. So like, if I fail, it means I'm unworthy. And there's some subconscious relationship between your inherent value as a human and how you perform. So check your thought patterns around that, because you're probably being tested as well, but the test isn't the person. Again, the test is how you are showing up and how you are interpreting the world around you. So check your thought patterns, check what you're believing when you're experiencing those emotions around failure or is this a test, whatever. And see what comes up. There's probably some more digging there, and you probably don't have to throw away the relationship in order to pass the test, quote unquote. So we're all familiar with the quote, when you know, you know. When you know it's your person, you just know it's your person. And if you're anywhere on the avoidance spectrum, you might not experience that at that stage in your journey. And that's okay. So something to remember is that, one, it's okay if you don't know that you want to settle down with this person or not. Number two, you don't have to decide right away. You don't have to go on 2 dates or even 5 dates with a person and say, yes, I want this to be my partner. And that's where communicating boundaries comes into play a lot, because this is where a lot of avoidance would sort of avoid how they're feeling throughout the dating process. It's almost like if you don't say anything, then you're letting this person think you're in a committed relationship when you're not, before you have the talk or whatever. That's not true. The test in pretty much all of these circumstances is to stay connected to yourself and communicate what you're needing and what your boundaries are around certain things. And it's super, super easy for any attachment style to not speak up and violate their own boundaries by not standing up for themselves or speaking for themselves, and then end up resenting the other person over time when they find out they're not a mind reader and don't know what you want and maybe overstep. So maintain the connection to yourself, communicate how you're feeling and what you're experiencing through the relationship dynamic. And do that from the very, very beginning. You don't have to be in a committed long-term relationship to show up the way that you would in a committed long-term relationship. And that leads me to my next point, which is sort of like the homework for this episode. If you are an insecurely attached person, getting back to that dating game, manifesting your next partner, practice boyfriends are gonna be your new best friend, your new favorite tool. Practice partners. So like I said, you're going to show up in your dating life as the ideal version of yourself in a relationship. So it's really like you're playing house in a sense. You're putting on the suit and you're going to experiment. You're going to play. Dating should be fun. So if you imagine it like a game where you're just playing, you're experimenting with what tools that work and what tools feel this way and what way, and not really attached to how the other person is showing up because it's just practice. It's just a game. So if you can keep that mindset, you know what happened last time I did that? I had a practice boyfriend. He became my real boyfriend. So, and that's exactly how it goes. So the stronger you can make that connection to yourself, the more emotional resilience you're going to have in dating in early stages of relationships. And you'll have such an easier time depersonalizing the things that happen to you, whether it's your brand new partner is not showing up the way he was in the beginning because he's experiencing his own core wounds and doesn't know how to communicate that to you, or whatever else. So this has been my unsolicited life advice to you. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions or want to share any stories that you want me to share on the podcast, please send me an email in the link below. Again, thank you for listening. I have no idea what I'm doing, but this is fun. So see you next time.